In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning's epistle is read in honor of Saint Athanasius of Athos, who we celebrate today, who was one of the original founders of monasteries on Mount Athos. And in the words of Saint Paul, it expresses the life of a Christian, which all of us are called to follow, but with which monks especially devote themselves to practicing with greater intensity, so that they can be models for us as we live in the world, to try to emulate them as much as we're able to. And this is a beautiful epistle. It talks about the fruit of the Spirit, which is so lovely and I think familiar to most of us. But following that list of the fruit of the Spirit is a verse that we might just pass over, but it is profoundly, might be profoundly convicting, I think, to most of us, including myself. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Flip that around. If you belong to Christ, that means that you have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If you have not crucified the flesh with its passions and desires, you do not belong to Christ. All of us are in the midst of this struggle, but remember, this is our Lord Jesus Christ who told us that whoever would be my disciple, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. It's not easy to be a Christian. This is a high calling that we have. However, thanks be to our God that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to teach us this way, to empower us to live this way through the sacraments, and especially through his Holy Spirit, which he's planted within us. So right before the reading that we heard, St. Paul tells us, what are the works of the flesh? This flesh that we're meant to crucify, and so these works we're meant to abandon. He says, the works of the flesh are evident: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. Now it's interesting, this list. Some of these things we could read very confidently and say, oh yes, I've put that away from me. Sorceries. I don't do any sorceries. Or idolatry. Or heresies. But envy? Selfish ambition? Outbursts of wrath? St. Paul goes on and says, those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. If you're envious, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. I mean, this is a heavy weight. But notice that he describes the product of the flesh as the works of the flesh. These are things that we have chosen to do, for very bad reasons, trying to gratify the desires within us, trying to seek a happiness apart from God. But when it comes to what opposes the works of the flesh, they're not works, but they are fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Wouldn't we all like to be that kind of person? Now, the fruit of the Spirit doesn't come by our own labor. Perhaps we have a role to play, you know, like a farmer or an orchardist tending the plants. But there's so much that come that's beyond the work of cultivation that's being done. This is what the Spirit does within us. The Holy Spirit, when He abides in us, He causes these fruits to shine forth. Just like that farmer, we have a little bit of work to do, but He does almost all of the work. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Christ has planted the Spirit within us, as He said in the Gospel according to St. John, as a fountain overflowing with living water. When we're baptized and chrismated, the Holy Spirit is planted within us as a fountain of living water, just gushing forth with life. He has set the Holy Spirit within us to be our life. But we have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. In order to live by the Holy Spirit, we have to walk by the Spirit, seeking the Holy Spirit's guidance through prayer, through a life devoted to following Christ's commandments. Christ said, "He who loves me will keep my commandments, and I will love him and come and dwell with him together with my Father and the Holy Spirit." So, brothers and sisters in Christ, let us not be complacent about the gift of the Spirit that's been given to us, about the calling that we've received as Christians, about the life that Christ has shown us to emulate, the life of the cross that leads to life. But let us instead devote ourselves to growing each day in communion with the Holy Spirit so that these fruits shine forth from our life. To our great and saving God be glory, honor, and worship together with His Father, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.